This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn a Dnipro River dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaili Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits. Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's prime minister on Wednesday urged the United Nations, the International Red Cross, and other bodies to act immediately to help flooded residents of southern Ukraine receiving no help in areas controlled by Russian occupying forces.
The Russian occupiers don't even make an effort to help these people. They have left them to perish.
Dennis Schmihal said in English in a video posted on Telegram. Pope Francis underwent a three-hour surgery in a Rome hospital on Wednesday to repair a hernia most likely caused by scars from an operation in 2021, and the Vatican said the procedure had no complications. The 86-year-old Pope was taken to a hospital after his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square, where he had given no sign that he was about to enter hospital for a planned surgery. This is VOA News. Pakistanis traditionally give generously to charity, but most avoid paying taxes. But now charities are feeling the pressure as donations are dropping amid record-setting 38% inflation. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sara Zaman has the story.
With an annual inflation rate of almost 38% eating through people's incomes, Salani, one of Pakistan's largest charities, is seeing a rise in daily demand for its free food, but a drop in donations. In Pakistan, huge sectors such as agriculture, trade, retail, and real estate use political muscle to keep taxes low. A complicated taxation system, ineffective implementation, and lack of trust in the government also cause many to evade taxes. With Pakistan teetering on the brink of default and millions getting pushed into poverty because of the rising cost of food and fuel, pressure on charities like Salani is growing. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
Pakistani police on Wednesday formally named former Prime Minister Imran Khan in connection with the murder by unknown gunmen of a lawyer seeking sedition proceedings against him. Police registered an abatement to murder case against former cricket hero Khan, a 70-year-old who faces dozens of charges since his ouster in parliamentary vote of confidence in April last year. He's not been charged in connection with the lawyer's murder and has dismissed all the cases against him as concocted by his opponents. An orange-tinged smog caused by Canadians' wildfires shrouded New York on Wednesday, obscuring its famous skyscrapers and causing residents to don face masks as cities along the U.S. East Coast issued air quality alerts. Tens of millions of people across the region are under pollution warnings after smoke from the wildfires drifted south, including to the Big Apple, where residents were advised to limit outdoor activity. One of the world's top golfers is speaking out about the historic partnership between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. Correspondent Gethin Kubal reports.
Rory McIlroy, the strongest voice against Saudi-funded LIV Golf that caused so much disruption in golf, said Wednesday he now feels like a sacrificial lamb with the stunning reversal of the PGA Tour becoming partners with Saudi Arabia's enormous wealth fund.
If you're thinking about one of the biggest sovereign wealth funds in the world, would you rather have them as a partner or an enemy? At the end of the day, money talks, and you'd rather have them as a partner.
I'm Gethin Kubal.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.